from Transportation Public Works. Madam Clerk, item number 8.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to exceed $50,000 on the professional services contract for legal services for sale and land acquisition as it pertains to the zoo interchange reconstruction project.
You have in front of you, it's not marked, but we also have a substitute resolution. Mr. Bateman, can you go over this? I'm not Mr. Bateman, Mr. Bruciasi. Can you go over item number 8 so we understand exactly what you're trying to do?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Supervisor, what we're trying to do here is get the law firm paid for the work that they've been doing on the zoo interchange. We were instructed a couple of months ago to do an RFP. That took place, and the law firm that is currently doing the legal work was picked. We have been told through the comptroller and various other people that we need to bring this report before you so that we would have that along with the resolution approved so that we can get payment. Initially, I had written the report and the legalese was incorrect. The general counsel said I needed to polish it up a bit, which I did. And so that's what's here before you, so that we can continue the ongoing negotiations on the zoo interchange.
Also, the reason why it's in front of us, we have moved twice to pay these individuals.
Correct.
And
correct.
Do you have, and I talked to the comptroller, do you have the last resolution, whereas that you don't have to come back to this committee to pay the zoo interchange? Is that resolution,
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that this is what was required. Once we have this approved and this resolution, then we would be able to process the bills accordingly. We
okay.
have a couple of outstanding bills presently that we're trying to get paid.
Because this firm has helped us a lot within the Zoom exchange and continue to make sure Milwaukee County is home. Harmless of anything what we are doing. But I would like to ask Mr. Phillips, did they meet the DB requirements? Because that's not in the resolution.
Good morning, Chair, Supervisors. On this particular project, there were discussions between the previous administration of our department and Department of Transportation. The resolution is not known to us at this time, due to circumstance and situations. But to my knowledge, there is no DB participation on this project. The original contract amount of $50,000 was approved, and I cannot track the DB participation on this whatsoever. So this increase, in addition, will not see DB participation.
All right. So, Frank Brzezowski?
Yes, sir. Mark may not be aware of it, but when the RFP, when the firm was picked, they were told that they would be required to provide 17%. When that was announced, I met with Michael Beston Friedrich and ADVE that is going to be signing. Right now, Michael Best is reviewing the contract, but there will be a 17% participation in his contract.
Okay. Can you get with the department to make sure that we have that on record?
Sure.
All right,
sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, what we're waiting for right now is just for the attorney to go through the contract to make sure that he was happy with the language that was in it. But rest assured that they were picked under the understanding that there would be a 17% DBE requirement.
Okay. All right. So,
I think, Mr. Chair, at this time, I'd like to move approval of item 8.
We have a motion to move approval of item number 8. Do we have any comments or questions from the committee? If not, come on. Work with us. Before I move it now, come on.
I just noticed that we do a lot of work with Michael Best.
Oh, okay.
And I can't quite help but know. Our article was in the paper this morning. Some of the other issues. I keep wondering why we continue to work with the same firm.
All right. We know that we got to figure out why we need to start moving this around. Mr. Bruciasi, do you have any comments about that?
No,
No, Mr. Chair of Supervisors, the reason that Michael Best and Friedrich was initially picked, and the reason why the panel picked them again, is because of their expertise and this particular attorney's expertise in eminent domain. And this is what we're dealing with on the zoo interchange. It's a very, very technical law, and as you know, Supervisor Jerzyk, and having the best, and I believe we have the best here, was critical here. And that's certainly why they're there.
And that's why I wasn't going to say anything in this particular case. I understand all that.
Okay.
But, going forward, we need to look around.
I understand.
All right.
We have a motion.
My committee members are ready to move.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, before that motion is put forward, I just wanted to make sure that there is going to be a contract amendment that does include the language, including the DBE, because at current, the signed contract does not have DBE language in it.
Mr. Phillips, we have stated already that we want DBE participation. Okay. Also, it will be 17%, and I will take Mr. Bruce's word because since I've been working with him, what he stated before it has happened. And if it doesn't happen, his word will not be good anymore, then we have to deal with something else. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Lister?
Was there anything that changed in the resolution? I thought you referenced that there was a different
dollar amount.
Did you reference in the beginning, or maybe you were just talking about a different report?
No, I was saying that we will be continue to pay the bills, so they have to come back here, and that's done with the resolution.
Okay.
You mentioned substitute. That's what you're saying. Right. You mentioned substitute. That's right. Thank you. I need a motion to substitute this. Should say substitute. That's why I'm messing up. We need to substitute this resolution for the present resolution. I need a motion for
the report.
The report.
The report.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I need to understand.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to move to substitute the substitute resolution for item 8.
We have a motion. Thank you, Supervisor Washington. We have a motion to substitute this report for the report of the present report. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
I'm sorry. I don't understand the procedure we're currently. What report versus resolution?
No, it's a resolution. The resolution and report. This is a report and a resolution within a report.
There's no resolution.
There's a report and a resolution.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Supervisor Jersey was getting point of order, and she didn't have that. And so what we are doing right now is substitute the report and the resolution for the old item number 8, and we take to have the correct resolution in front of us and report.
Both.
Thank
you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll on the substitution?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to substitute is approved.
Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to move approval of the substitute item number 8.
We have a motion for approval on item number 8. Madam Clerk, first, is there any questions or comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve the substitute resolution is approved.
And Madam Clerk, please make sure we understand that we did substitute this resolution and report so it would be in the records because it's not noted. Thank you for everybody. And next time we meet, December 5th.
Yeah.